Rigor Mortis by Lawrence Howarth, starring Peter Davison, Tracy Ann Oberman and Jeffrey Whitehead.
What have you done with your life? Are you a famous film star? Are you a prominent politician? A great writer? No. You're just a middle-aged nobody with cardiac hypertrophy and three chins.
Ruth, I don't think you should be so hard on Mr. Scott. He is dead.
Oh, there's always an excuse, isn't there?
Oh, I know. There's so little pluck in today's corpse. After being autopsied, people never seem to pull their socks up and really make something of themselves. They're gutless. Literally, if I've had to...
Yes, Anthony. My point is that we never get anybody interesting to examine.
Nonsense. That's the beauty of the job. Every corpse holds a different surprise. They're like Kinder eggs that have died.
Maybe. But the fact is, I'm finding doing routine post-mortem after routine post-mortem is not exactly much fun.
You are a weird one, Ruth. I find a good PM the perfect way to banish the weekend blues. Makes you feel alive.
Well, I suppose so, in a compare and contrast kind of way.
I actually feel rather smug when I'm doing a PM. Whatever my troubles or upsets, I can look down at some stranger and think, well, at least my lungs aren't on a metal tray.
But don't you long for a case with some fascination to it?
Like a murder.
Ooh, that would be nice.
Terribly overrated, I always thought, murder. Rather showy from a pathological point of view. Ooh, look at me, I'm the cause of death. Yes, we can see that, thank you.
It wouldn't even have to be a murder.
Mr. Stab Wound.
Just something that exercises the full range of my powers. Detection, interpretation, investigation.
Levitation, telepathy, x-ray vision.
You've been rather quiet, Sergeant Oliver. Not feeling squeamish again, are you? Cowering over there in the corner?
I am not cowering. I am an experienced police officer who has witnessed countless autopsies. Any initial squeamishness I felt has long since been overcome.
In that case, Simon, might we have your observations about this rather prepossessing liver?
Certainly. I'd say it looks slightly discoloured, rather smaller than normal, and... I think I'm also right in saying that it's really, really horrible.
Morning, everybody.
Be very careful, Chloe. There's some pretty grisly stuff here. But I'm a police officer. I'll protect you.
Well, there you go, Chloe. Now there's no danger of you being mugged by some intestines.
Thank you very much, Sergeant Oliver, but I don't let myself be bothered by all the organs and smelliness. I pretend it's tinned spaghetti and eat strong mints. Now, has everybody brought their baby photos in?
Why has everyone been taking photographs of babies?
It's photos of us as babies. I'm organising a little who's who competition.
Mine's on the desk in my office.
Dr. Webster?
I do have a picture, but I'm not technically a baby in it.
How old are you?
12. It was taken at my first ever autopsy. I have a chock ice.
Dr. Webster, you never take part in any of my office games. I seem to remember at the Christmas party you ducked out of playing Operation.
I haven't the surgical training. Besides, a small plastic patient was anatomically speaking in a very bad way.
So, are you telling me you don't have any photos of yourself as a baby? Surely your parents took some.
No, they did. My father would compile album after album.
I always think photographs are a wonderful heirloom.
This was to document my various childhood skin complaints.
Oh. Oh, bless. I bet he was always getting his wallet out, proudly showing people your acute psoriasis.
My father moonlighted in dermatology, Simon, and his meticulous zeal in all things inspired many medics to follow him into pathology, me included. His methods were effective, even if they seemed peculiar to people like you and the staff of Boots.
Yes, well, Dr. Webster, I'll probably just leave you out of any office games in future. Because clearly, cutting up dead bodies all day means you'll be far too important for, say, Chloe's Eurovision sweepstake.
Oh, there's no call to be like that. I enjoy your little quizzes and jollifications as such. Let me have a dig around in my cellar for a photo. Can you delay the competition a bit?
You're asking a hell of a lot, mister.
You've got to give me a shot. I know I can crack this.
All right. You've got 24 hours.
Are we done here yet?
Pretty much, I'd say. It's perfectly straightforward. I think it's safe to say there are no indicators of any suspicious cause of death.
I disagree, Dr. Webster. I think Mr. Scott was slain as part of a bizarre satanic ritual.
Do you?
No, I don't. I think he died of heart failure or...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?